Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and always the podcast at fmr.co.za. I've been testing for Chinese goodness, and this one was an Omoda C9 Explore. What does Explore stand for? The most expensive one in the lineup. What do we get? We get pretty much everything. We get even a full-size spare tire. The car is an all-wheel drive. It is their premium midsize SUV. It's got a 2-liter turbocharged petrol engine that does 192 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque, and you get adaptive electronically adjustable suspension, all the driving modes, even mud, sand, and off-road, and a combined fuel economy of 8.5 liters per 100 kilometers, at least claimed. I got closer to 10. And it'll set you back 885,900 rand. And for that, you get a 7-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty and 10-year, million-kilometer engine warranty. And that's all pretty good. And it is good. And it's well-designed. It's thoughtful. It's upmarket. It's executive. It's got all the toys, all the bells and whistles. And not all of them are perfection. Let me explain. Well, first of all, let me explain one that is, I think, perfection, but I'm still not sure about it. The headrests. Now, I don't remember talking about headrests since the 80s and 90s when headrests were an optional thing, but I am talking about the headrests in the Omoda C9 Explore. And why am I talking about the headrests? Because the first time you make a Bluetooth conversation on it on your phone, the sound comes out of the headrests. And it is disconcerting and then wonderful and then disconcerting and then wonderful. And I think ultimately it's wonderful. Don't need to disturb everyone in the car with your conversation. And you can flip it at the switch of a button from the normal stereo to the headrest. But that was quite something. Talking about CarPlay, I'm going to say it sucked. It was sporadic that it connected to CarPlay. My phone connected to CarPlay. It's not a problem I normally have with any other car. Sometimes it was there, sometimes it wasn't. Resetting everything didn't often work. It wasn't great. The other thing is lane keeping. It's not the nicest system. It works brilliantly. Let me be clear about that. But the way it works, rather than gently nudging you in, it's disconcerting. It sort of has a snapping feeling on the steering wheel when you try and, let's call it, misbehave or drive like a human being rather than a robot. It's not a nice way to do it. The other thing it has is incredible cubbies. There is space for everything, and one of them is really unique and sort of jeweled, hidden. It's lovely. Something that surprised me, but I'm not criticizing here, I'm just pointing it out. In spirited driving, it doesn't understeer, it oversteers. And what this means is that the back will step out, and with adept use of the throttle, you'll bring it in. Most cars that aren't high-performance cars are usually set the other way. They're set to understeer. If you get things wrong, if you take your foot off the accelerator, it just fixes things. And that's the advantage of understeer. For a talented driver, oversteers the way that you want it, control things with your throttle, and, of course, in that case, taking your foot off the throttle might just make things worse. I was just surprised with that. It is a brilliant car, and that was the Omoda C9 Explore. And that's for it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on the social media channels, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za.